The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
How important is free speech in America? How important is the First Amendment? And are you allowed to have a conversation on a sidewalk, or can a group of elected officials sort of define, well, what speech is acceptable and what isn't? Got an important decision out of Pittsburgh. The case is Bruni versus City of Pittsburgh. Joining me today is Kevin Terrio, who's a senior counsel, vice president, Center for Life, Alliance Defending Freedom, and he works with a team of folks there working to overturn Roe versus Wade. This is a definite priority for our folks at ADF. And in addition to that, want to make sure that we understand that the whole idea about the nonsense of physician-assisted suicide is also on our radar, in addition to what happens early on in the birth of life. Since joining Alliance Defending Freedom in 2003, he has been successful as lead counsel or co-counsel in numerous cases preserving the freedoms of speech and religion. He earned his doctorate, JD, from 1991 from Vanderbilt University School of Law. He also is admitted in the bar here in Florida and is a member of the U.S. Supreme Court and numerous federal district and appellate courts where he practices. With that, Mr. Terrio, good to have you with us this afternoon.
It's great to be on, Bill. Really appreciate you having me.
Well, it's great to have you, and this is another significant victory, and we're going to point out some of the reasons why, but talk a little bit about this ordinance in Pittsburgh, because it sort of went back and forth between the appellate and the district court, but it looks like that on appeal, this thing has been pretty well nailed down. Walk us through the history.
Well, several years ago, Pittsburgh, at the urging of a local abortion facility, including Planned Parenthood, decided that they were going to shut down speech on a public sidewalk. And obviously, most people know you're not supposed to be able to shut speech down and censor it on public sidewalks because it's so fundamental to our society. But the city of Pittsburgh bought it, and they enacted a pretty comprehensive ordinance. We got half of it struck down several years ago in the Brown case. I had to go to the Court of Appeals for that one. And then after the Supreme Court developed the law a little bit further, then we challenged the second part of it, which says that a 30-foot strip of sidewalk out in front of Planned Parenthood is a speech-free zone where our clients who advocate and do pro-life counseling, they were basically told you can't be there. And so we challenged it. It's been going on for about 4 years, and the Third Circuit, just last Friday said that Pittsburgh is not allowed to apply this ordinance to prohibit one-on-one pro-life counseling that our clients do. So that was the good news.
Talk about how devastating this would be to the First Amendment if we either had appellate judges on the Supreme Court, if we had like-minded people with the lower court. Talk about how damaging, if this became the law of the land, and some of the implications it would have in other areas of First Amendment rights.
Well, you'd have the government deciding which ideas should prevail, because clearly the impetus for this was to get pro-life ideas off the public sidewalk in certain places. And so the same thing would apply if you take a certain position on the environment, take a certain position on sexuality, take a certain position on experimenting on pets. the cities or states could ban you from certain areas because they don't like your speech, and they could target those ordinances to you so that it's clearly singling out people that have a particular viewpoint. And of course, since speech is so fundamental to a free society, that would undermine democracy.
And the way that this court particularly ruled, I understand, and I'm not a lawyer, but from what I understand of reading some of the brief and descriptions, that it has rendered an opinion in such a way that it basically closes down the question from now moving forward.
It does. The opinion is a little complicated, and the court said, instead of saying, City of Pittsburgh, your ordinance is unconstitutional, what it did was reinterpreted the ordinance and said, City of Pittsburgh, even though you say this bans pro-life sidewalk counseling, we read the ordinance as not banning it, and therefore, and you can't enforce it against pro-life counselors. So it didn't actually strike down the ordinance, it just reinterpreted it, which is a little bit complex. So one of the things that the court did do is it said that because of the way we narrowed the ordinance, we being the court, that this doesn't violate one of the worst things that a law can do in the free speech area, and that is discriminate based upon content. So, in other words, if the ordinance would say you can talk about the weather on the public sidewalk there in front of the abortion facility, or you can talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers and how well they're doing or poorly they're doing, but you can't talk about abortion, especially from a pro-life perspective, well, that would be unconstitutional. The court made that very clear.
And in addition to, say, sidewalk counseling to those who are considering going into an abortion facility, it was interesting because they also talked about other type of facilities. And so it looked like that whatever the political force was behind the regulation of speech, they got a majority of the people there on the Pittsburgh City Council to support. It seemed like they were really trying to just muzzle all sorts of any kind of interaction on some very selected areas, and it wasn't just sidewalk clinics, was it?
Well, what they were doing ostensibly is what they were doing was trying to hide their intent to squelch pro-life speech. And so in order to make it look a little less obvious, they applied the law to all healthcare facilities and said, look, if the city draws a line, a 30-foot zone around the entrance to a healthcare facility, they can ban speech within that line. But it was really telling that the only place that the city has drawn such a line is in front of abortion facilities.
My guest is Kevin Terrio. He's a senior counsel, vice president, Center for Life for Alliance Defending Freedom. If I could, I'd like to kind of venture into another area that I know you have great expertise and didn't have to be pre-briefed, but how are we looking now with some of the cases? Because I know that you are very much in the center of what ADF is doing as it comes to Roe versus Wade. Could you give our audience kind of a quick just assessment of some of the cases of some of the abortion legislation that has been passed in various states that may or may not be appealed up to the Supreme Court to have the big question on Roe versus Wade? Do we have the type of cases to move forward, or is there other cases that we need to be patient for to better position our view of pro-life before the court?
We do have some good cases in the pipeline that the court can use to reconsider Roe, and probably the one that everybody's aware of right now is the one that a court just agreed to hear a couple of weeks ago, and that's June Medical Services versus G out of Louisiana. Louisiana has a statute that says that all ambulatory surgical centers have to have admitting privileges. The doctors have to have admitting privileges in case some of the procedures that they are conducting. Would result in an emergency, and they can take that patient directly to the hospital, and the doctor can take care of them that knows exactly what happened. They won't have to switch them over to another doctor. Well, the Planned Parenthood doesn't like that kind of law, and so they challenged it, And that case right now is before the Supreme Court. Now, of course, that court case is primarily about whether states can make sure that women are protected no matter what kind of medical procedure they have, and that abortion facilities shouldn't get special consideration just because they're doing abortion. Oh, they should satisfy the requirements for all ambulatory service medical centers. So the court will consider that case next. So that's the biggest opportunity coming up for the court to show that states really do have an interest in regulating abortion, and hopefully to demonstrate that that Roe was wrongly decided and that it should be restricted, if not completely overturned.
Mm. Looking at the data that indicates that abortion is down in America, and a lot of the younger folks that are coming up with a pro-life point of view. Then on the other hand, you have Planned Parenthood, who have initiated a handful of what we call these mega centers. And some of those are located strategically, say, across the state line. And probably for the future, even if Roe versus Wade causes the decision to go back to each of the 50 states. Any just speculation on your part on the motivation for these mega centers in the light that maybe the primary income source for Planned Parenthood is in abortions? It seems a little bit opposite of what would be sort of a business model in any other situation.
Well, I think you put your finger on it. They have determined that having a mega center instead of a bunch of small centers around is much more profitable, and that's what they're in this for, is profit. I mean, we have clients that we represent, former Planned Parenthood employees, that say they would get pizza parties if they hit their numbers on abortion. They didn't give them any kind of incentive to hit their numbers on distributing contraception or any other service that they attempt to provide. What they really are focused on is abortions and how many of them they can get done, because that's where they make their money. And so that's why they are consolidating some of these smaller facilities. They're trying to save overhead. And of course, in the meantime, they're saying, the state is making us shut down these facilities. Well, no, they're just shutting them down and combining them to further their bottom line.
That's great. You know, take a life, get a pizza. Only in America. Only in America, Kevin. You know, take a life and you get a pizza. Well, I want to tell you, make sure that you put ADF.org on your very special list of your preferred sites. You need to visit that often, reminding that they are a 501c3. They need your support, our support, financial support, because a lot of the work they do, the clients aren't charged. They are there because it's the right thing to do, but they need our support. That website is ADF.org. Special thanks to a very special person right in the midst of this with his team. Kevin Terrio has been my guest, Senior Counsel, Vice President, Center for Life, Alliance Defending Freedom. You know, my friend, that all of my colleagues with the Salem Radio Network, we stand very firmly with you, and thank you for your service to the nation, and keep up all the good work.
Thanks, Bill. Really appreciate it. And you're right, adflegal.org, that's the place to go to get more information and if you want to support us.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Your freedom is under attack. But if you act now, you can protect not only your family, but generations to come. Go to ChristianOutlook.com and find out how you can join Alliance Defending Freedom to help ensure that the opponents of freedom don't dictate your future. That's ChristianOutlook.com. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.